And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Captain Taro Takeuchi of the Liberty is joining us in the studio this morning, and what a great time to have him in here. So much to talk about. Great to get to have the captains here in the off season when they're not so busy. We get to peel them off from the boat. So going to be a great show. Pete Gray, as we said, is out of the studio down in Patagonia catching some big trouts, but my main man Corey is by my side. We're going to be hanging out, talking fishing with you. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me, book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water, the culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life, to achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide, rule the water.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked to be in studio today with the man.
Yeah, Tom. No doubt, but yeah. It's going to be fun. And like I said, it's my favorite part about the off season is normally guys that are just glued to the throttles and glued to the gyros and on the deck fishing. We get a chance to get and hang out and have in the studio, and that's certainly the case with Captain Taro. And, man, we're stoked to have you in here with us, buddy.
Fun. Good morning. Fun I get to be hanging out with you guys, man.
Yeah. I'm surprised that, you know, we've been on the air for 30 seconds and it hasn't been dominated by Mexico bass fishing talk, but I'm prepared for that to be happening at some point. You know, I know that there's probably not a fish that Taro likes catching more than a yellowtail on a surface iron, with the exception of maybe a green bass caught any other way. So, So we're fully prepared for that to be happening. But again, really stoked to have you in the studio with us this morning. And this is the time of year when things are a little bit more mellow. Doc's not so crazy. Normally this time you guys are already loading bait deep, and on your way rolling down.
Yeah, we're passing the receivers and going down fishing. So it was nice to come down and have a mellow morning.
Yeah, check on the boat a little bit. So what does happen this time of year? It's kind of a get your maintenance done, ready for conditions to start shaping it up down the islands?
Waiting. You know, we're just waiting for things to happen. You know, as far as our maintenance goes, we're just mellow for our year for the first few years in a while. You know, our first few years of the boat, we really went after.
You really
went after it, and the last couple of years have been very mellow. Got to spend time with the family and see the boys grow up, and kind of just have some me time and go bass fishing. And
you're getting rewarded for all the hard work, because you're right. Like, since that boat came to Fisherman's Landing with you at the helm, like, the second that thing is tied up, you guys have been involved in major projects.
Yeah, I think out of the first 5 or 6 years we did it, we had a major project probably 4 out of the 6 years, I think. It was probably four out of the 6 years we were doing something crazy to the boat to make it better and to kind of add to it. So it kind of seems like we're in a mellow year.
That's awesome.
Right now,
you
so
earned
just
it.
Just a few things, right? Yeah.
The boat is so extremely passenger comfortable, and know that was like what you guys – one of your main focuses were. Yeah. And I always joked, you know, because I could always hear Doug and the guys talking in the background. I'm like, you put your comforts to the end of the list. Like, you know, guy brings a new boat down. Like, you want to build a bitchin' wheelhouse.
Oh, it's still
since
we got
That's
it.
What I'm saying. Like, you want to have, like, this killer cockpit office that you get to work from. But every time you chose to do passenger comfort things.
Something good for something good to the galley or the passengers. You know, something with the bunk room is going to be happening in the next couple years. But as far as what we did this past year, it's just mellow. Yeah. You know, we're adding a few little things that at the beginning of the year, the crew and I have a little list of things that, like, oh, we'll see if they notice this or we'll see if they notice that. So when you guys come out on the boat this spring, we'll have our little list and see who finds out.
That's awesome.
Little hidden eggs.
Most people are very familiar with the Liberty. You guys have done such a good job. But give us a little tour of the boat. Like, it's a very unique full day boat that runs out of Fisherman's Landing.
Absolutely.
And for those that haven't been lucky enough to fish you, tell us about it.
We're a 85-foot family owned little business here that we run anywhere from a 3-quart-a-day to a two-day trip, just depending on the fishing and depending on the demand, but the 3-quart-a-day, or excuse me, the full day. Yeah,
formerly known as 3-quart-a-day.
Formerly known as 3-quart-a-day. I mean, that's how far back it was. But the full day experience for us is kind of like our bread and butter. That's kind of what we brought the boat over to kind of specialize in, and that's our favorite fishing.
Yeah.
As far as myself and the crew. But we have bunks, and we have bunks for 36 people, and we've got a 200 scoop bait tank and big platform to throw the jig or to have spacious areas to fly line a bait, and it's one of those boats that are just big and comfortable for like a daily fishing experience.
And that's so unique. I mean, having the bunk. I mean, you come out, you can shower.
You can shower on your way home. You know, there are guys that come down from Santa Barbara and stuff like that, you know. So when they drive down at, I think some guys are telling me they leave at 2 o'clock in the morning or 1:30 in the morning, and they sleep in their car before they get on the boat. And now they can nap before they go home. You guys can take a shower on the way home.
When we're leaving
the rock pile or wherever it is, you can shower on the way home. Cause there's, you know, we have a tendency of being a little tardy, you know.
Oh, really?
Really?
That's what you call it, huh?
Yeah, we're a little tardy. You know, we don't really come back at 5 o'clock at night like we're scheduled to.
I mean, you got to give them the full day experience.
Yeah,
right?
You give them the full experience.
Charles gives them the full day plus several hours all the time. You know, like,
and that's just speaking for the full day fleet itself.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
because we're all for it.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
There's times where we have to go 35, 40, 50 miles. You know,
honestly, we're fortunate to be able to do so,
right? Exactly.
I mean, being out of San Diego, I mean, having, like, really, Southern California's best fishing, like you said, all within 35 or 40 miles.
Yeah, all within a day's fishing. You know, you could leave in the morning, come back at night, you know, and then you're able to get on some of the best fishing that Southern California can have. So
and you guys just, you know, that has always been your program. The Liberty goes wherever you feel the best opportunity to make a catch for your passengers. That's what you do.
Yep.
Like, you guys have never been one to stay close because you don't want to burn the fuel, to not stay late because you want to be in at the second that your schedule, you know, just you put, again,
whatever
you put passengers first every time.
Yeah.
Like, same with the comfort of the boat, and it's awesome. I love it. It's such a fun ride. And you guys have such a great crew, like young, enthusiastic.
Yep.
Everybody is just wild about fishing. It's a really cool atmosphere.
They live and breathe it. Yeah.
That's a good time
and
for sure.
Your guys have been with you for what? That's what trips me out is, you know, it is common in a shorter range boat to see a lot of crew turnover.
Yeah.
It's just how the business tends to work. And man, you have such a loyal group of guys who are all so accomplished and crazy good fishermen.
Yeah, they're very, very good. And it's just what they do, you know. Even on their days off, they're going fishing, or we go on a vacation and we're going fishing. We're going bass fishing in Mexico, or, you know, they're going trout fishing in the Sierras. But they're dedicated to what they love, and that's working on the boat and being surrounded by it.
That's cool.
So, yeah, we're very fortunate to have all of them.
The other thing that I love getting to see is when you know, on the rare days when you get to take a day off, your relief operators are your crew. You know, it's the guys that you came up with and the guys that you've worked with for years, and it's always cool to see the next man up
it's the familiar face.
Exactly.
For the passengers, too.
What I want to know is the yellowtail fishing this last season.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Are you seeing or hearing about the same signs maybe this time of the year?
I know there's that fish that's down there, San Quintin, and kind of down there. Kind of how it started this past year.
The similar signs this year?
I believe so, and that's just from talking to friends that have driven down there and fished with those K&M guys and those guys that are down there. It's fun surface iron fishing and yo-yo fishing.
But what a great sign knowing that not that far south is a whole lot of hungry yellows again.
Yeah, and you know, it's
sure not bad sign for what's to come, you know?
Yeah, you know, all it takes is them for want to swim up this, kind of just swim up the coast, and we're right here, you know. So,
what a unique year, too. Like Corey, you were saying, what a unique year we had at the Coronado Islands this year, from the really good yellowtail fishing, but also, you know, you guys were doing great with some of those bluefin stops, and and like some of those bluefin were not the quintessential Coronado Islands bluefin,
no,
you know, a
10
pounder that you hook with 12 pound and a number 6 hook. Like, these were real ones.
They were real. Like, they were good 35 to 40, 50 pounders, you know, and that's like in the shallows and up on bait and foaming and putting on a show and
15 miles from home.
That's crazy.
Hurting a lot of feelings.
Yeah, right.
Because
it's not the most friendly for a sport boat, right?
No, it's kind of tough, but to
get it on the anchor job.
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
Yep.
Climbing up the chum line.
Yeah, walking up. It's like, man, that was a really big yellowtail. I don't know. That was bluefin.
And that was not an easy. There was a lot of obstacles in your way. Like, getting a bite is never easy, you know.
No.
Finicky fish, all those things. But once you got attached, that's just where the work started.
Yep. That's definitely when the work starts. Making sure your gear's in order and winding them through the sea lines and the traffic and all of that. But it's an accomplishment that like you can say that you did it. You know,
hang your hat on that.
Exactly. Because it's very rare, you know. So the guys that have landed one there, it's like you can definitely hang that up on the wall. That, hey, I got one. So
one of the things that I liked so much about that yellowtail fishing was it seemed like you guys were getting to do, you know, the fleet in general with, you know, with you specifically, you know, you guys are so good at chasing those things down with a sonar, getting over the top of them, getting a stop, catching them, getting right back to work and doing it again.
Yeah.
And this year there was plenty of that, but there was also a lot of, you know, at least it appeared, you know, from, you know, being on the skiff and seeing you guys down there, appeared like there was a lot of anchor fishing.
Oh,
there was
yeah.
a lot of drifting. There was
going back
there was,
to
it seemed like there was just a lot of everything.
Yeah, there was all different styles, you know. That place is the Cornell Islands are probably one of the hardest places to fish,
but
know.
But rewarding in the
but
same
very rewarding
sure. yeah.
yes yes
and having that I mean truly
yeah.
16 20 miles from the point
yeah
is pretty darn special.
It's very very special.
Yeah,
and we can count the days that we've had that were
yeah.
very very good, and this is fun.
What makes you decide, you know, when you're going to just chase them on a sonar, when you're going to put the anchor down, when you're going to drive around, like, is it what the fish are doing, or how you'd caught them before? Or like,
it's just how they're acting, where they are.
Yeah.
You know, like kind of where they are relating to the structure and relating to just the bait and the food and stuff, you know. And then depends on the boat traffic too, mm-hmm. you know. But it really how they're acting and how, like, the sign that you see
yeah.
on the machine.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What's your favorite style? Anchor, sonar, and...
I think as far as the anchor fishing yeah. goes, I like that, just mainly because I get to come down uh-huh. out of the wheelhouse and hang out and, you know, and,
sure.
and see people.
Cast
and
the bait, hang with your
fish.
Passenger.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then, but sonar fishing's great, too, just because it's run and gun, go, go, go.
Yeah,
and just it's hitting run style fishing, But I kind of like the anchor fishing because I get to mingle with everybody.
That's cool.
And it's a challenge, too.
And it's a challenge.
I mean, to set up, you know, with the way the current is.
Yeah.
To the way, yeah, it might be the same
yeah.
rock, right?
Yeah.
But the way the current's coming.
There's definitely the alpha spot. And
yeah.
there's, you could sit and watch someone and catch
I'll
them
bet.
A whole lot. But
and literally
when you're
two cast lengths from
oh,
you.
Yeah.
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 Or less.
Cool.
It's very, very competitive with the guys that we have running the other boats, and it's fun, you know.
Yeah, I'll bet.
It makes it, you know, it makes for a fun stay on your toes day.
You guys seem to be very, you know, from the outside looking in, you guys seem to work very well with each other, yet are still very friendly,
oh,
competitive
yeah.
with each other. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, you can tell, it's very clear that you guys are all buds.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you don't want to catch more
no,
than everybody
I
else.
Mean,
like,
I've known Booger since I was 15 or 16, you know, more than half my life. I've known Cameron for, you know, since he was in high school. So
who just took over the Mission
yeah,
Bell, which
yeah,
is
so
kind of cool.
It's
going to
be fun. It's going to be a fun
yeah,
competitive
no
year.
And I think you even worked on the Mission Bell, didn't you?
He did. He
Are
had,
you?
Oh,
did,
me?
Did
yeah.
You?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was, I started working when Booger bought the boat in 2003 or
yeah.
4. Something like that. 2003 and 4.
Yeah.
I worked over there with him, and Cameron was our pinhead for like the very first year.
That's so
I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's
yeah.
gonna be
pinhead.
Very
like
it's gonna be very fun the first day. You guys are all down there
yeah.
together and all, you know, sonaring around and fighting
yeah.
for schools. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, that's really cool. You know, going back to the boat real fast, like one of the things that's so unique about the program that the Liberty offers is, and it's how I always describe it to people is, you're not a full-day boat fishing full-day at the Coronado Islands. You're a three-day offshore fishing, very comfortable fishing boat that happens to provide full-day trips. I mean,
yeah.
the boat is set up for offshore, meaning, and I mean that just in terms of comfort, bunks, elevated food, RSW for the fish,
yep.
you know, high-end crew, like you said, bathrooms and showers. I mean, it is a – and when the – when the local season starts to draw to a close, you guys will do that. You insert some longer trips and offshore opportunities.
Yeah, we've inserted a handful of open party trips, including a couple of them sponsored by you guys.
Yeah, we
so
love them.
They're cook up. Yeah,
immensely
they're
popular.
They've actually kind of turned into almost charters because it's the same
totally.
Folks that we see all the time, and we have them on a first name basis. And
trust me, there was a serious
yeah.
issue that happened. Like, the trip date became available, and they were,
oh,
like,
yeah.
on the Let's Talk Hookup website, but they weren't on the landing website. And, like, man, the office guys from from passengers wanting to go were like, hey, man, this is BS. I need to book this trip right now because once the word gets out, like, all the spots evaporate.
Yeah, I was texting Pete. Like, oh, I was like, texting Pete, like, oh, all right, yeah, I'll get with the office guys tomorrow and put them on, and it was like literally the very next day.
I was getting calls from, you know, from customers through the tackle store like, hey man, this trip is up and I can't get a book. Like, you need to do something about this. I'm like, okay, I got it.
That's but a good thing, though.
It's a great thing. That's what I'm saying. That's how popular these trips are.
Yeah. You know?
And not just the Let's Talk Hookup trips, but all those later seasons. And it's fun. It's the guys we've got to fish Cornell Islands with all year long and then poke out, spend a couple days regulars. Offshore. Yeah. I'll bet.
Yeah. And with the Kamikatsu and AFCO giveaways and all that cool stuff.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of all good, we've got 2 hours of lots of fun hanging with Taro and talking fishing. And, man, again, not only one of the most premier fishermen on our coast, but, again, a tackle junkie, a gear guy, and all kinds of other stuff. And Taro's so comfortable with all that inshore, offshore. Today is just going to be a fantastic show.
I'm looking forward to it, Rick, because Taro's a super cool guy, good friend, and just to have him in studio is truly a treasure. And you want to join us, a couple ways to do it. You can call the fan hotline there at 833, actually not the hotline, but the regular number there, 833-288-0973. Or you can send us a text, and the texting option is only through the app. So it's an easy download, free, and you can do it that way. So when you do send us a text, you want to make sure you leave your name and telephone number, because at the end of the show, Taro's going to flip the coin to see who's going fishing with him. One lucky caller or texter is going to win a full-day trip on the Liberty. It's super cool to have those trips through the year for our listeners, too, Taro.
Absolutely.
Yeah, pretty neat thing. Anyway, we're going to be right back, and Let's Talk Hookup. Again, give us a call, 833-288-0973. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and 97.3 The Fan.
Gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will have some amazing deals for you on rods, reels, lures, and clothing. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hookup!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked to have Taro in studio talking to Liberty Sport Fishing. And you want to join us, I mentioned the number earlier. The lines are full, but 833-288-0973. And you can send us a text via the app. I was just looking. There's a ton of texts.
Oh, dude, yeah. Taro's so popular.
Giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty.
Yeah, you mentioned being back on the fan. So stoked to be back home here, home of the Padres. Really fun. And you know, having Jeff and the boys, having our back on the studio side of things, really, really cool. Great home, and stoked to be here on such a powerful and
powerful
big station.
Man.
You know, the other thing that's been really fun is the YouTube and Facebook Live, getting to watch the show this morning. And I'm guilty of doing it all the time, but I heard that Owen is watching Dad on the screen.
Yeah.
So, morning, Owen. Morning, but Owen's very fun, too. Like, when that kid comes through the tackle store, like, man, he is on it. And Taro's been like my bud. Like, Owen is, I think, 3 months older than Wyatt. So, like, we got to go through, like, the dad stuff together at the same time. And, like, I'd always be hitting Taro up, like, all right, man, like, what do I got next? Like, we're starting to crawl now. Like, what's the next phase, you know?
What's the age difference? It's like very short, right?
I think 3 months.
Yeah. 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yours just turned 3.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Yeah. Owen's birthday is in November.
So cool.
Yeah.
And even the littlest, and our youngest, Bodie, just turned 1. On the 16th.
Yeah, and ours was in November. You know, so the boys are split almost exactly, but the opposite sides. But yeah, it's been really fun, and both boys. But yeah, anyways, happy birthday, Owen. We're stoked. He knows every fish in the tackle store. I mean, every mount could point everyone out and tell you which one's a yellowtail and which one's a yellowfin tuna. Knows where the best MC swim baits are all located.
He's a good man.
Whole collection.
He's got it going on.
Do you ever take him to the lake? I mean,
We've taken him since he was about maybe a little over a year and a half.
Yeah.
You know, to where he could get around the boat, but he's learned to, like, not get off the boat. So he can stay in the boat nice and kind of just plays and fishes. And
how cool.
He can cast on his own, and he's gotten a few bites on his own, too. It's cool.
So rewarding.
Yeah. It's so rad. It's awesome.
Yeah. He's seen some pretty good fishing, too. Yeah.
I'll bet he has. Yeah. Well, we're having a great show this morning. Phones are absolutely packed up. We should jump into it, Corey. We got a lot of patient people wanting to talk to Captain Taro.
Yeah, there certainly is. And we'll talk to Don. Don Cohn from Ramona. Good morning, Don. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Cook Up.
What's up, Don?
Hi. Right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Loud and clear, buddy. Go ahead.
I want to know if you guys know the record for the biggest calico and biggest white sea bass caught from a kayak.
Oh, from a kayak. I don't know. I can tell you 14-pound, 7-ounce calico bass.
That's the record. That's the one to chase.
Yeah.
What?
That's huge.
We have a place that...
Cabrilla style.
Hello?
Man.
Yeah. We're here, Don.
We have a put. Can I talk?
You tell me, buddy.
It's all yours.
We're ready.
Okay. Well, I keep hearing you. I have a place down in K-55 just south of Rosarito, and I have a kayak down there. And my two biggest catches are 12-pound calico and a 60-pound white sea bass out of my kayak.
Wow. Don, you sound like the man. Don the man right there. It definitely...
I measured the calico and weighed it and then released it. So I release all the big ones. I don't keep I keep a couple to eat, but I don't deplete everything like that.
Okay, then.
We'll just leave it right there, Don, right?
Well, regardless, those are some big ones, man. Yeah. Congratulations, and thanks for the call.
Well, at least he had the mic for a minute, right?
Say something more. That's for sure.
But that's a big calico.
No doubt. Can you imagine? But I'd love to get my hands on a 12-pounder.
So there's a group of guys from L.A. that need to be mentioned, like Greg Parisini, John Turner, and I'm forgetting another name or two, so forgive me, but those guys – like 20 plus years ago, and still today get big calicos that size.
Wild, huh?
Like float
tubing.
Float tubing.
Oh, really? What?
Seriously, yeah.
Wow.
Their big thing is float tube.
Why is that? Just for the stealth?
I think that's just the way they did it. I don't
know.
Crazy. Yeah.
That's cool.
Big ones. But fishing from like Long Beach to Malibu. Like,
okay.
Wow.
And that, like, in the middle of there.
If a guy were, you know, and I only say this in San Diego because we're, you know, we're local to San Diego.
Yeah.
If a guy wanted to try to catch a fish of that caliber, a double-digit fish, where would you spend your time?
I'll tell you right now, because I already know what you're asking. I'm going to tell you where to go. It's where Taro fishes every single day.
That's what I would guess.
Some of the largest ones, and this is coming from Nick Cates, and from Buzz in the Prowler days.
Yeah.
Fishing along north the face and the weather side of the islands, mm-hmm. surface iron up in the whitewater.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's that, Nick could tell
the
you.
Giant ones live there.
I've personally been ruined a few times casting into the whitewater. I don't.
But you're ready for a yellow.
I don't even know what they are.
Sure. Whatever it was, it took you and went away.
Yep. Took some of my best lures.
and you're fishing, I guarantee you, 40 pound.
Oh, yeah. 40 pound
sticks.
Locked up.
Yeah. Like ready for a 40-pound yellow.
Ready, yeah, ready for something big, and it's done. Like
and a 10-plus-pound calico wrecks you.
Yeah, well, not, I don't know. It's still there.
Have you caught any cabrilla there? Let me ask that. Have
yeah, that's a good question.
I can't say.
Because the triggers
I have.
And stuff are there.
Triggers
right.
in there. Yeah.
I know that I always think back to when like Chris and Jimmy Edwards were fishing.
Dude, there's...
You know they do like nightly missions.
Yeah.
And which is just. You've got to have some brass on you, like to fish in the rocks in the dark, you know, at the islands. But those guys I know had countless 9-pounders, and I'm sure multiple. You know what I'm saying?
Over double digit for sure. Yeah. Those are two names that I should have mentioned too, because Chris Barrick and Jim Edwards, two of the most kind gentlemen.
Yeah,
and they don't even need to talk.
They don't.
Seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do you know him at all, Tara?
Jim, yeah.
Yeah. That, like, phenomenal dudes,
yeah.
right?
I'm sure you mix it up with Jim on the lake all the time.
He gets them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta keep an eye on him.
But that's how, like, where you're fishing, Taro, is some legendary. So if you remember back, if you're my age and Taro, you might remember Rick. You'll definitely remember the Scampi days.
Sure.
And so, when they were at the Fred Hall shows, okay, do you remember the coolers full of calicos that they would have? Okay,
big ones. Yeah.
Like 8-9-pounders or better.
I don't remember that. That's wild.
They would, so here's what they would do. They would go to the Coronado Islands, Scampi fish that night, and get the big ones for the cooler.
Really?
Seriously.
Like the same Irvine Lake, big trout,
there
no
it
fins,
is.
But it was a calico bass.
And those, I've been told, all came from fishing the islands at night.
Man, how many scampies did they sell? You know, you drop a cooler with a 9-pound
I was there buying them.
Don't kid, man. I would, too.
Yeah,
cool.
Like, we got to stay out a little longer.
Yeah. Right? But that's how legendary, like, where you're fishing is some of the coolest.
Oh, it's
the
such
yellows,
a cool place.
It is.
Calico.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it's in our backyard, like we already mentioned. You can hop on the Liberty on a full-day trip.
Yeah.
And like you said, you could travel from Santa Barbara and have that and be back home in the evening with RSW beautiful yellows.
The thing that's so cool about the islands, too, is it offers every type of fishing you could want. All the different types of structure from, you know, super hard pinnacles and ridges and then... You know, and then you could be in the mud in South Island, and you can be in lush kelp below the islands, and you know, there's everything there. Like every type of fishing, every type of structure you could want to get on, it's all there.
Is the kelp coming back? I mean, I used to love making the run to SKR.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen much surface kelp.
Yeah,
you know, it's all pretty much all rock now.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. Early 2000s was probably the last time I saw. Kelp.
South of South? I mean, is there any of it showing?
No, it's not showing.
No. Yeah. Just the way it is.
Just the way it is.
It's there, but the current keeps it down. Like, there's
stringers. It might be so glued to the bottom that like you can't visually see it.
It's all right. The current's good, man.
Yeah. As long as there's current, we're okay.
Well, hey, we had a great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. Captain Taro, can you give me some guidance on how to successfully cast out heavier Colt snipers and or tungsten jigs at bluefin foamers while you're sliding the boat into position? Does the boat always slide the same direction? How close should we get before I cast? And how should I be fishing the jig? Also, what's your preferred setup? That's from Alex in San Carlos.
Being cool, calm, and collected
okay.
is number one because it's such an intense time because you can visually see all the fish, your like blood's pumping. And there's people right next to you feeling the same way and kinda like doing the same thing. And the boat for us doesn't slide the same way, you know, just depending on how, like, we set up on things. But having a high-speed reel is very, very important.
Oh, okay.
because as the boat's moving, because we don't stop like a car does, you know, we do slide, so you're gonna have to pick up your line and catch up to your line that's going slack. So, you know, personally, depending on the size of fish, I either have a Trinidad 20A or a 30A, kind of depending on the size of fish and the size of line. If I'm fishing a popper or something along those lines, depending on the size of fish, I mean, either on a Tranks or, you know, if they're really big ones, then I'll fish a smaller Talica. Mm-hmm. But just to kind of just be cool and calm and waiting for a shot and knowing how long you can cast too, like knowing how far you can cast and kind of getting a gauge on if you can reach them, you know, right. that's kind of when you need to know when to cast.
And when not to.
I mean, when not to, because, you know, you get too fired up or too excited and you cast too soon. Now it's like, okay, now you got to follow your stuff all the way down the side and now you kind of blew your shot. Right. So.
Yeah, because by the time that's done, the whole show's done.
The whole show could be done. Yeah. It just depends on how fired up the fish are too, because they, you know, they kind of might stay up and, but just knowing that you can cast far and practicing, really.
With tunas and foamers and, you know, potentially pulling on fish, especially this year, there was so much of that fish that was around that was on the positive side of 40 and 50 pounds. Where do you fall on, you know, longer rod, better casting distance, shorter rod, better leverage? Like, what's Taro's outfit?
My outfit that I have, I have a couple different ones. I have a 90J, a Calstar 90J with a Trinidad 20, and that's just for standard 40 pound and like a 80 gram lure, and that's just for, you know, your school size fish, 25 to 40 pounders, because I don't feel like I'm gonna get too hurt with it. You start to get bigger on that end, you know, I'm leaning up towards a two speed and a probably a Talica 12 with 80 pound Spectra and a short piece of like 80 or 100 pound.
Right.
Learning how to cast Spectra is a little bit difficult, so that's just where you go to the park and practice. But a couple of different rods on that one, an 800H or 800XH, kind of just depending on the size of fish, sure. You know, and that's just the eight, you know, with like that 8-footer, you can still cast far, especially in close quarters, you won't get hurt as bad as far as pulling on a 50-80.
I mean, there's a big difference between an 8-foot rod and a 9-foot rod when you're pulling on a 50-plus pound.
And then depending on the boat that you fish on too, because every boat might be laid out differently. You know, trying to cast a 10-foot rod on like a smaller boat with real close quarters, it kind of might be a little bit difficult for some, you know. But just depending on the boat you fish on too. So eight to nine foot, you can kind of get away with fishing on almost all of the boats.
For pulling hard on a fish like that, between 8 and 9, I'd definitely choose a 7.
Yeah.
Seven and a half. I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying what I'm about to say, but I just know what a Calstar fan you are, and I know that's, you know, the rods you like to fish. Yeah. And we've talked about it now multiple times. Calstar is under new ownership. And
oh, is it?
Yes.
So far out of the loop.
Oh, Taro, it's like the best case scenario. A gentleman that, you know, is from a fishing background. Everybody that still made Calstar rods is still there. You know, John still absolutely runs the show. More so, like, John was, like, given the liberty and machinery and capital to just, you know, let loose. The whole reason I'm saying this, and it's probably what I'm going to get in trouble on, is I know how much you like long rods.
Yeah.
There's some brand new,
come on,
first, you know, innovation Calstar stuff that's going to be so up your alley that's going to get debuted at the PCS show. So we're like,
now is that a part of? I mean, Fishman's Landing? Are they working with you?
We'll definitely have them. Yeah, okay. I mean, it's a Calstar project. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, there might have been some input? Suggestions of Brandon. Okay. You know, like we all got to go up there and meet with the new folks and meet with John and everything. And there was some, you know, we're diehard, live and die long rod, and And there's that's all I'm gonna say, because I know I'm probably all gonna get in trouble for spilling some beans as it is, but like, just know that there's gonna be something brand new that's gonna be really up your alley.
That's cool.
If you like throwing some lures, you know, and you like CalStars, we're so pumped.
I'm curious, man.
Yeah,
and the curiosity was all spawned by last year, seriously, because I put down the surface iron for quite a few years.
Yeah,
and when I'd see a foamer yellows outside the edge of the kelp, I'd leave it alone. Like, I was so focused on calicos.
Yeah.
Dude.
No, it's on.
I want the jig rod in my hand.
Just wait. It's so good, dude. Just wait. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
We're hyped. Yeah, it's all fun. Hey, I had another great text come through, and the phone lines are absolutely packed up. Again, if you want to get your shot on the phones, it's 833-288-0973.
And we're going to be right back. More with Taro and the Liberty when we return on 97.3 The Fan and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the Ford F-150. Whether it's towing, powering up, or getting from 0 to 60 in 3.8 seconds, the power to choose between gas, hybrid, or all-electric is yours. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up. If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And your San Diego County Ford dealers is the place to start, with a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains. Get your ideal combination of power and capability with gas, hybrid, or all electric. But more important than the power you choose is what you choose to do with it. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun, great conversation, and just the information coming from Taro and the Liberty, and just, man, everything from calicos to green bass to the yellow fishing. And
yeah.
You want to join us, 833-288-0973. I think lines are completely full at this point, but you can send us a text via the app, and we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Boy, we're sure stoked to get to do that, and lots of fun, and you know, just there's so many great times fishing on board that boat, and I'm excited that somebody's going to get in all the action we've been talking about this morning. And speaking of getting on the action, Corey, let's find out what's biting out there.
I know it is biting, and we're going to find that out, and it's all brought to us by Gamakatsu. And it's not all just about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll never go back, and you'll always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the new Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they never rust. It's incredible, man. I can't wait to get a pair of those. See your local dealer or check gamakatsu.com. Do you have those in the shop at this point?
The scissors, we...
Dude, I want one.
We have them in the shop. Yeah. We were sent a sample of them.
Yeah.
I don't know that the retail ones are available yet or not. We don't have them yet, and I think the only reason we don't have them is because we haven't been able to get them yet. But we were given a few pairs to, like, try out, and they've lived on our line machine. They're exactly like they say. They're, like, crazy sharp. They're, like, slightly serrated ceramic scissors. You know, they're just like your braid scissors you're used to, kind of small. But they stay sharp forever. They don't rust. They cut spectra really clean. We love them. They're really
There's nothing more troubling to me than having a nice pair of scissors on the boat, you know, and being on a skiff, dude. They get it doesn't take but a trip or two for them to get a little bit of rust and... By the fourth, fifth trip, they're done. But anyway.
If you keep those in cutting Spectra, they last forever. If you want to see Rick get wildly upset, watch my crew grab a pair of our Spectra scissors and then, like, poke them into a cardboard box and, like, rip the packaging open to, you know, or cut a zip tie off of a rod with our Spectra scissors. It drives me crazy.
Like ceramic blades.
Man. We're stoked.
Yeah. Hey, we've got him on hold here. Brian Woolley. Good morning, Brian.
What up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff in there this morning.
Having fun.
Good. Hey, as is, like, the time of the year, just super easy, mellow week for us up here. You know, light loads on both our half and three-quarter day trips. The half-day guys, you know, with the lighter loads, it affords us the opportunity to kind of poke around in some spots that, you know, routinely either get driven by, you know, with the heavier loads or, you know, give us a chance to get into some of the shallow areas. So it's kind of been like that for our half-day guys. Poke around in the shallows, catch a couple fish on a rock or two that doesn't get fished, and then, you know, pull the anchor and make a move and fish that way was kind of how we fished our half day trips this week. The water temps, you know, still kind of chilly here. 54 to 56 is what we saw this week. It'll be interesting to see what it is after this little front pushes through. But the live anchovy fished either on like a, you know, finesse style rig, Carolina rig with a light sinker or a reverse dropper loop with a light torpedo sinker was the key. And the guys still, you know, dialing down their line size, incorporating fluorocarbon. Those small things were, we were seeing the guys get bites a lot better than the guys just fishing the standard setups. Out a little bit deeper, three-quarter day, still plenty of sculpin and whitefish, sand dabs, kind of in the mix on those trips. Hasn't been too hard to catch what you want with the sculpin. Backfill with a little bit of whitefish, like I said there. The rubber lures, again, the best bet on those sculpin. Guys just, you know, set up a dropper loop with the rubber lure on the end instead of a hook, so to kind of mitigate that rockfish bite catch. So just a real status quo week with really not much change from the last few. Our halibut derby, we're still seeing some halibut caught. You know, the keepers have been hard to find, but, you know, we've seen quite a few short fish. A lot of that stuff's in that bait, that anchovy bait in shallow. So we're just, you know, poking around trying to find that. But there have been fish caught, you know, both on those drift trips and on the open party trips for those guys that are in on that derby as well. So that's been good to see. And then finally here, if I can just touch on the sand bass thing. You know, this is kind of a big deal. You know, I'm sure everyone's seen it on social media in the last, you know, week or two. We just need anglers to make a comment, you know, send an email to the Fish and Game Commission. If you, you know, go to the CCA Instagram page, you'll see they have a, you know, picture there with Benny and that, you know, a passenger there that gives you the Fish and Game Commission's email address. Shoot them an email and let them know what you think. You know, they're, for those of you that don't know, they're talking about a possible, you know, total elimination of the sand bass during the spawning season here, and it's crazy because there's no formal stock assessment on our sand bass stock, and they're not recognizing the migratory nature of the sand bass stock. You know, a lot of fish come up from Mexico, a lot of fish moves around, so just because it's not in the routine spots where they sample or dive, you know, doesn't necessarily mean that fish doesn't exist.
So. And Brian, so what do they consider? Do you know or do they know what they would consider the spawn season? Because some years it's in June and some years it's in late September.
Right.
Totally. I mean, it just depends, right? It depends on conditions. It depends on food. It depends on all kinds of stuff. So
it's just
tough science. It's hard to hang it on one thing, but, you know, I think that the key thing is there's no formal stock assessment. They don't really know what
science
is there.
It's crazy.
Yeah, right. So how does I'm sorry to talk over you, but how does a listener then join that conversation and send something to the commission?
So there's an email on the flyer. You can go to the Dana Wharf Instagram or Facebook page. There's a post there that details it. It has the Fish and Game Commission's email address. Those emails need to be submitted by Wednesday the 29th. So, you know, take 5 minutes today. put something together super easy. You know, you can tell them you've caught plenty of undersized sand bass in your fishing pursuits over the last year. You know, we've already been taken from a 10 fish, which is fair, to a 5 fish, but just the need to eliminate it even more. You know, just a lot of it just doesn't make sense at the end of the day.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, just get out there and say something. There's going to be action of some sort. Like, we can't stop it, obviously. But we can, you know, for sure let our voices be heard and let them know that we oppose it, or we don't think that the avenue has gone to get to this point is, you know, more emotional on their side than scientifically based.
Totally.
So, you know, just get out there and make a comment for sure.
Yeah, keep it clean and so
let your voice be heard.
Yeah, exactly. Very cleanly done.
Well, Willie, a great job and a great note. Appreciate it very much. If somebody wants to get in on that bag filling fishing that you guys have been having there with the whitefish and all the good fishing you've had on the beach, how do we find you?
Cool. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us on the web at danawarf.com, and I'd recommend looking at the weather during the week. Looks like there's a little bit of wind and whatnot. So pick your days if you want to come with us this week. We'd love to get you out there.
Right on. Great job, buddy. Appreciate that, as always. Thanks for the message. Always keeping us informed. You guys do such a great job at Dana Wharf, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that. Yeah. Well, while we're waiting for our surf report, Corey, why don't we jump back into the phone?
Let's do it, Rick. How about John? John Cohn from Dallas. Good morning, John.
Hey, John.
Appreciate you joining us.
Good morning, guys. My question is to Tarl. I want to bring my granddaughter on a trip, and is there any, like, how do I do that, does she have to have a passport or some kind of identification?
Good question.
That's a very good question. Different times of the year when we're fishing the Coronado Islands, everybody needs to have a passport, valid passport, or a passport card. So if we're fishing the Coronado Coronado Islands, a passport is going to be required. But if we're fishing offshore, passports are not needed. And if you log on to the Fisherman's Landing website, fishermanslanding.com, you'll be able to see our schedule for the month that you're going to be trying to come out fishing, and then you'll see what kind of trip we're going to be doing. But you know, we love having kids out and fishing, and you know, I'd say the island fishing for kids is fun because we stop and we fish and you can catch stuff, and our crew is very, very good with kids, you know, getting them to get in the mix and fishing. And I'd say kids catch the most of the time.
We get the question asked a lot in the tackle store about bringing kids one, and your boat is the first one that I recommend to people. It's a short duration in terms of, you know, long trip, but it's long enough that they're going to get plenty of opportunity. Yeah. Everybody on board is so good, but there's also a place they can go crawl in a bunk and take a nap if they need to. Like, it's the perfect platform for introducing your kids to it. You know, like, obviously half day, just, you know, great also for sure. This just gives you that extended amount of time to go down and catch a fish, and the fishing this past year was so perfect for it.
Yeah.
Good size yellowtails, not giant, but plenty of bass and barracuda to go along with everything else. And then your guys just do such a good job with the little guys.
Yeah. We just love having kids out, just because I have kids, my kids myself, you know. It's you try to get them to get, kind of get into it, so then you have a buddy to go fishing with. So
that's right.
I think there's nobody that gets more attention on a boat, right?
Yeah. For sure. Well, maybe one more person,
right?
But they're certainly a close number too. Why don't we jump right back into the phones, Corey?
Okay. How about John? John Cohn from San Diego. Good morning, John.
What's up, John?
Good morning, guys. I have a question for Captain Taro, and that is: are there any tackle or techniques that you'd recommend to increase your odds to catching those bluefin at the Coronados?
I would say becoming a good bait fisherman is probably one of the ways that you're going to get a bite there. That bluefin at the islands, you know, it kind of seems like when they get in there, they're kind of glued to those bait balls, and kind of what the feed is around the areas that are, where, like, you see them. So learning how to pick a bait, learning how to handle a bait and get it on your hook properly, and you know, learning how to just be able to feel and fish a bait well, you know, and that's kind of one of the aspects for all fishing, really, but more so I would say for that tuna the fish in there at the islands.
Casting a bait with a soft entry, I think, is such an important thing. When I was younger, I was always, you know, I grew up fishing sport boats. That's all I did. It was always about casting my bait farther than the guy next to me, and the farthest you could get that bait away from the boat, the better. And like later, you learn to realize, like, sure, distance is a big thing, but like a soft entry can mean a whole lot more than an extra 5 feet on your cast.
Yeah, and because it's that quick hand handling of your bait, too.
Totally.
Learning how to pin on,
soft handling,
putting your hook into the bait without killing your bait is probably the one thing that I see that is the most difficult for a lot of people. So learning how to do that is, you know, is you've like battled.
Yeah.
You have definitely like crossed that battle.
Climb the mountain.
Climbed the mountain. If like you can pin on that bait quickly and not have all your hands full of scales, you know.
Quick to the bait. Identify the one you want real fast.
Yeah.
Hook in the water quick. Boom, boom, boom.
And a lot of times that underhand cast, we mentioned this the other day, like that underhand cast
just
lob.
Just that little pitch. That little lob and little pitch is all that you need.
20 feet from the boat.
Yeah.
It'll swim the extra 20 feet.
That's it, man. You get him in the water, pointed the right direction and going. Yeah. He's going to take off with a burst that's going to get your bite way more than...
Dude.
Than the big giant overhand arcing cast that thing slaps the water and all.
Yep.
You know, you did such a good job keeping the scales off of him when he was in your hand. You don't want that to happen when he hits the water and smacks down and they all blow off the same way. So.
You know, I'm already bit.
I like it.
20 feet in the water, 20 feet of swimming, I'm already bit. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're listening to Taro from the Liberty. And when we return on the Let's Talk a Kabat and the mightier, the 97.3, the Fan, we're going to be right back.
OneRod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. So, if you want your tackle to be the state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar. Available at fine tackle dealers.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check Independence Sports. Sportfishing.com.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.